Forestil dig, at du er en fyr, der er vild med motorcykler og rockmusik, at du kan lide fodbold, og at du overvejer at tage på ferie til Marokko med din kæreste. Forestil dig så, at du lytter til din yndlingsradiokanal. Det er en kommerciel radio, så der er reklamer. Men i modsætning til kommerciel radio i dag, er der ikke reklamer for babyudstyr, endnu en dating site og den nyeste mode for kvinder. I stedet er der reklamer for motorcykler, rejser til Marokko, billetter til fodboldkampe og andre ting, som præcis interesserer dig. Alle andre radioreklamer om dating, kjoler og babymos, der er totalt uinteressante for dig, hører du ikke. Du hører færre reklamer, og dem du hører er om ting, der interesserer dig. Ting, der er relevante for dig. Eller hvad med, at du lyttede til dit favorit morgenshow, og så var i stand til at vælge, at de spillede rockmusik i stedet for pophits? Det lyder næsten for godt til at være sandt, men det kan, ifølge Sam Crowder fra Bauer Media, være en af de muligheder, digital radiolytning vil give os i fremtiden. Velkommen til Radioguru podcast om radioreklame. The craze of radio will die out in time. Sådan sagde Thomas Edison i 1922. Han sagde også, at det ikke kunne betale sig at give sig til at lave en ordentlig radiomodtager. Nogenlunde det samme var der mange, der sagde, da TV begyndte at blive rigtig stort. Og igen, da internettet gav os muligheder som Spotify, YouTube og Apple Radio. Men det skete ikke, og rygter om radiomediets snarlige død er stærkt overdrevet. Tværtimod. Jeg har været en tur i London for at tale med nogle af de førende eksperter i engelsk kommerciel radio. Og her i den første af disse, fra min tur til London i 2015, talte jeg med lederen af Bauer Medias kreative afdeling om, hvilke udsigter de har til fremtiden. Men lad os lige få Bauer Media på plads, for de er blevet ret interessante set med danske briller her i 2015. Bauer Media er en europæisk mediegigant med over 11.000 ansatte i 17 lande.
We're a private company, we're owned by the Bauer family, and its heritage is in publishing, so magazine publishing generally.
Sam Crowder, head of creative hos Bauer Media, fortæller.
They had sort of stumbled across radio. They had owned some I think some shares in Hamburg Radio in Germany, and they'd owned some stations in Poland and Slovakia. But when they bought EMAP in the UK, they were given the option to buy a large radio business. And they looked at the figures and they thought, that's a good business to be in. We don't know much about it, but it looks like it could be fun. And they were really happy. So they actually upped their offer quite considerably as soon as they had the option. And I think since then, they've loved having radio. They've seen it's a very stable business. It's a fun business. It's got potential and growth. And it's not just radio. It's audio now. It's digital audio. So we're a private company, but we're ambitious in radio. And it's certainly a business where the people that love radio and work in radio are given a certain amount of free rein to just go and create great radio, which is what you want from an owner.
I sommeren 2015 blev SBS Discovery Radio opkøbt af Bauer Media, som dermed er alt dominerende på det kommercielle danske radiomarked og står bag radiostationerne Nova, The Voice, Radio 100, Radio Soft og MyRock. Derudover er de medejere af Pop FM sammen med Berlingske Medier. Når det handler om salg af sendetid til nationale radiokampagner, repræsenterer de også de største regionale spillere, som for eksempel Jysk Fynske Medier, Nordjyske Medier og Radio ABC-gruppen. Dermed leverer de kontakt til omkring 3 millioner danskere om ugen. Bauer Medias hovedkontor er i Hamborg, men radiodelen af selskabet køres i høj grad med udgangspunkt fra London, hvor de driver nogle af de mest populære radiostationer, heriblandt Absolute Radio og Kiss 100 efter opkøbet af EMAP i 2008. Jeg spurgte Sam Crowder, om man kan sige, at de i London er en slags radio headquarter for Bauer.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's been completely defined, but it seems particularly with this purchase of SBS, that the planning around it and the business strategy was developed by the UK radio team. I mean, that's where the management are really kind of key in terms of growth strategy and things. And I think that it's been driven by the UK. And certainly, you know, when Germany kind of want to know what our thoughts are on certain brands around Europe, I'm sure that they look at the model that we're setting up in the UK as something that could be rolled out elsewhere.
Bauers engelske radioteam har i mange år været utrolig innovativ med udnyttelsen af de digitale muligheder. Deres flagskib, Absolute Radio, har helt tilbage til, da det hed Virgin Radio, været nyskabende. I dag er de en radiostation med 7 forskellige playlister. Som lytter kan man høre det prisvindende morgenshow med Christian O'Connell, direkte radio med masser af lytterkontakt og sjove indslag, men man kan vælge mellem hele 7 forskellige musikprofiler. Vil du høre 60'er musik eller de nyeste hits, eller er du mere til rockmusik? Om det kan være noget, vi kommer til at opleve på Nova her i Danmark, ved jeg ikke, men jeg vil ikke blive overrasket, hvis det er en mulighed, der overvejes.
I mean, we've kind of briefly mentioned some of the innovation that, particularly on Absolute and things to do with, you know, splitting breakfast shows. There's an in-stream product where ad breaks are smaller, but they become more targeted for IP listening people and things like that. So there's quite a lot of technological innovation that can easily, you know, be spread out and shared with our other partners around Europe. So that's a good thing. So it doesn't need, you know, SBS in Scandinavia to develop those things on their own. We can already say, look, here's some innovation. See if you can apply it.
I feel a lot of stuff is going on digitally at the moment.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it? I mean, you've got Apple coming into the market. You've got big musicians investing with Tidal and things. You have programmatic advertising where it's bought on large scale is definitely the future, but we need this personalization, you know, and one of the key things I think that really excites me is it's perhaps the boring stuff behind it, but it's the databases, and particularly because Bauer is a business, like I said, which is not just radio, it's magazines, and we have TV channels and all sorts of other things. And for me, it's, what does that really mean? You know, what is a magazine nowadays? You know, it's to me, it's just, it's all gossip. And when you say gossip, you think of celebrity, but it's not. Because I'm into motorcycles. And actually, if I want to know about the latest motorcycle, I just want the gossip about that motorcycle, and I want it from Motorcycle News, which is one of our magazine brands. And whether I hear that on a podcast or see it on one of their YouTube channel videos or read it in the magazine is immaterial. I will choose the way it's consumed, which best fits what I want from it. And so for me, it's like, when you know that about radio, you know about people's listening preferences. So yeah, that's the obvious thing, isn't it? Your playlist, what your favorite band is, what your favorite music is, your favorite presenter, the comedian that you're really into, and all of that sort of stuff. But then also, if that advertiser then knows that I'm into motorbikes, what does that mean in terms of the messaging, or the people that want to sell me a motorbike or motorcycle clothing? What does that mean for that creative? Really interesting, because suddenly the ad breaks become much, much more interesting, because they're filled with things that I'm interested in genuinely, you know, or I might be have searched for. And that is the future, you know. It's not more adverts, it's less adverts, but more targeted, and that makes radio much better. It makes it much better listen. You know, we're competing in this marketplace against the BBC, and the BBC have huge budgets and no adverts. They don't have to please anyone, you know, and so it's a tough competitor, you know, really tough. But it's good for us, because it means that our product has to be that good that people don't mind it being interrupted with 7 ads at the moment. Now, you imagine that same fight when they're interrupted by less ads, so it's only a couple of ads, and they're targeted. You know, suddenly you can see how you can make really big, big gains, as well as developing your business, you know, in terms of audience, you know.
You can make it targeted like we've been used to on Facebook.
Absolutely, that is the future, isn't it? But the other thing is that in some ways, I think we're still in the early days of it. I think Facebook and Twitter now and things still seem a little bit clunky, don't they? When you go on them, you know, you do get suggested things where you might have been, or even Amazon or something, you know, you were searching for a gift for someone, and they go, oh, you might like this. And you're like, well, that was just a one-off purchase. So the algorithms have still got to learn when we're doing different things for different reasons and stuff like that. And it's the same with music and audio. It's like, I mean, I do have a Spotify account, but I just don't have the time to spend. I think when I was younger, I probably would have done, which is why we're seeing a lot of digital listening. But so it's difficult for me as a really busy parent to really live in that youth sort of area. But what we do know is that if you do give them products like we have with Kiss, and you make it really focused on what their wants and their attention span. Attention span's terribly short for a young person nowadays. You think, you know, they're in their bedroom and they're listening to a radio station. You know, they can pick up any number of connected devices now and interact with different brands in different ways. So it's not just the data, it's also us, our ability to work out which is the useful data amongst all of that massive amount, isn't it? Mm. But that's where I think the overlap with interests is, because like I said, with my own example with a motorbike, you know you've got someone if they have a real interest or a passion in something, and you can play on that, definitely.
Sam Crowder er som nævnt head of creative hos Bauer Media, og med egne ord er han simpelthen fascineret af lyd. Jeg hører, lytter, optager, redigerer og transformerer den, siger han. Men mest af alt er jeg fascineret af, hvorfor og hvordan den påvirker os, som den gør. Jeg mødte ham første gang i København, hvor han ved Radio Days 2015 havde en session, The Power of Sound. Her talte han om, hvordan lyd påvirker os. Ting, der også er interessante for annoncører at vide. Og det var en af grundene til, at jeg bankede på en dør i London, og i næste udgave af Radioguru podcast om radioreklame, kan du høre, hvad han har at sige om det. Jeg var også på besøg hos den mest prisvindende engelske radioreklameproducent, Paul Burke, og hos kvinden, der står bag den engelske radioreklame, der er blevet kåret som den bedste nogensinde. Det glæder mig meget til at præsentere dig for, så sørg for at tegne et abonnement på denne podcast i iTunes, eller skriv dig op til mit nyhedsbrev via radioguru.dk under nyheder, så skal jeg sørge for, at du får en reminder lige så snart samtalerne lægges ud. Jeg hedder Palle Bo. Tak fordi du lyttede med.